Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I am Dave Weichach. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I think I've got a great show for you today. It's advice for home sellers, and some of this stuff I think should be obvious. Other stuff might be a little bit entertaining and may even make some people upset, but it is what it is. This advice is exactly what people need to be told. Sometimes realtors might be afraid to tell you these things, so maybe they could save this video and show the clients, and that way they won't have to say it. They could let me do it for them. Now, rule number one of selling your home in today's market is you have to make it easy to show your house. You have to. And I know at times it's inconvenient, but there's nothing worse than when a realtor goes to set up a showing and it says something like, well, on Mondays and Tuesdays, the house can be shown from 10 to 12, and then again from 5 to 6. You can't see it on Wednesdays. On Thursday, you could see it sometime in the afternoon, not on Fridays. Saturday mornings are fine. Sunday, like what? Like, that's impossible. Can we make it a little bit easier to get in there? You have to make time to fit these showings in. It just, it makes it so much easier. No one wants to go through this complex system of trying to set up a showing for your house. Because if the buyers can't get in, a lot of times they're going to pass it by. And the fewer buyers that get in the house, the less money you're going to make. And while we're on that topic, let me just make this completely clear. When someone has an appointment to see your house, you have to leave. You have to leave for the showings. I can't explain how incredibly awkward it is to show a client a house when the homeowners are sitting on the couch watching Jeopardy. It's weird. It is so weird. You can't have a comfortable conversation. And if homebuyers feel uncomfortable in your house, it's going to impact whether or not they could even picture themselves liking the house. And to be clear, another thing, please don't offer to do the home tour. Like, I'm telling you, it's wild. You'd be surprised. I'll walk into a house, the seller will be there, and like, come on here, I'll show you around. They take me to a room, and they go, this is the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, I get it now with the stove and the refrigerator and the sink and that's the kitchen. Man, thank God. I wouldn't have been able to come up with that. For a minute there, I thought it was the master bedroom. I was going to lay down on the island. No one thinks that, right? You don't have to give the tour. Let the realtor give the tour. Let the clients picture themselves living there. It's so weird. And this one's so crazy. I actually wrote this down. I don't do this, but I'm going to read this word for word. I'm not making this up, all right? And I won't say who did it, but I'm not making this up. This is word for word from an MLS description in my market just this last week. All right, here it is. This is written in all caps, by the way. Please, please, two pleases, do not let the cat out, followed by 4 exclamation points, because clearly 3 would not have worked. It said, they love her and would be crushed if she got out. Okay. Well, if only there was something we could do to make sure that the cat doesn't get out during the showings. Wait a minute. I have an idea. Maybe just, I don't know, maybe take the cat with you. It's your cat, right? So instead of asking me, who I don't even know what your cat looks like, to watch out for your cat and make sure he doesn't get out, take the cat with you, right? I mean, I know it's a crazy idea, but it's just so crazy. It might even work. So like, if you take the cat, I don't have to worry about letting him out, right? That makes sense. I mean, Why is it always cats? Like, no one says, like, hey, I got my toddler there. He's four. You know, if you don't mind, try to make sure he stays in his crib. Like, no one asks you that. Dog people don't ask you to watch their dog. It's just cat people. Look, take your cat with you. What if my buyer's allergic to cats and your cat comes rubbing up on him? Like, it's so weird and like, just stop. And I know maybe as a realtor, like, you're nervous. Like, you don't want to tell your client. You're like, well, geez, I can't tell my client to take their cat. They might not like that. And they might list with somebody else. Okay, well then so be it, right? What are you going to be, the friendly cat realtor? Is that the game here? Like, enough with the watch out for my cat. Like, that's insane. We got to stop doing that. And I'm here to tell you this. The home selling process, it really, honestly, it should be enjoyable. It should actually be a little bit fun. But to be completely clear, there are times where it gets a little bit messy. Now, don't get me wrong. We've had deals where these sales go through and they are perfect. I mean, everybody shows up. We show the house. We get an offer. We accept it. Deal goes smooth. We get to the closing table. High fives all around. But there are times where it could be a little bit messy. So what can we do to clean that up a little bit? Well, one, we have to talk about communication methods, right? So you have to make sure that you as the realtor and the seller, you know how you're going to talk to each other, right? Do you want a phone call? Do you want a text? Do you want an email? Whatever you want to do, that's your communication method. You should be in contact with each other at least minimum once a week, if not more. Here's another thing that I tell my sellers all the time. I say, when your house is for sale, when you put your house up for sale, it is always for sale, always. And what I mean by that is it has to be ready to be shown at all times. I say, there might be a time as a seller, I might say to you, hey, I got a call. Someone wants to see the house. And you'll ask, you'll say, well, when do they want to see it? And I'll say, open up the blinds. They're in the driveway. I'm coming over now to make sure that everything's, on the up and up. People, it happens, right? They're driving down a street. They see a for sale sign. We've had instances where buyers literally went up on the porch of a house with a for sale sign and knocked on the door and said, I love this neighborhood. Can you please show me your house? Now, look, I don't recommend letting those people in, right? To be completely clear, but it can get messy sometimes when you're trying to sell a house. And when buyers have appointments, there's a good chance that your house might not be the only house they're seeing that day. So what does that mean? Well, it means they might be a little bit early. It also means they might be a little bit late. Sometimes it means they're not going to show up at all. And sometimes you won't even get a call, right? Maybe they saw a house before your house and it was perfect for them. And they looked at the realtor and they said, let's go to your office right now and write that offer. And the realtor wanted to give you a text, but he maybe forgot. Like, realtors are people too, right? Nobody's perfect. So sometimes you can make a mistake and not call someone to cancel an appointment. Nobody wants to do that, but it does happen. The other thing too, people will say, hey, can you get me some feedback on the home? And of course, anytime we show a house, we ask for feedback. But just because we don't, or just because we ask, it doesn't mean we're going to get it. And one thing I tell my sellers all the time, I'm definitely not going to make feedback up, right? Well, this is what they said, and they didn't say that. So if we ask for feedback and they don't get it, it's safe to assume they didn't like the house. And I always say the best feedback I could ever get after an offer is a written or after a showing is a written offer. That's really the best feedback you can get. The other thing that you have to consider when you're selling your house, be prepared for the buyer of your home to negotiate the price or repairs or some other aspect of the sale 2 to 3 more times after the offer's been accepted. You still have to get through a home inspection, and there's going to be some negotiation after that in many cases. You may have to have some negotiations after an appraisal is done, and I've even seen negotiations at a final walkthrough because something went wrong somewhere in the process of a home. Maybe a window got broken or whatever it may be. So just because your house goes under contract, that doesn't mean the job is done. It's not over until it's over. And once it goes under contract, it's just the next phase of the process. But be prepared for that buyer to maybe want to negotiate several more times throughout that process. this is maybe one of the craziest things, and it can happen to you as a seller. Like I said, it's not over till it's over. We've had buyers lose their job while they had a house under contract, which now automatically, of course, they can't qualify to purchase your home. So just like that, you end up going back out on the market. Worse than that, one time we actually had a buyer quit their job. They literally quit their job while they had a house under contract, which of course impacted their ability to buy the house, and we had to go back on the market. Some deals run perfectly smooth, but there are some cases where things can get a little bit difficult. You just have to be prepared for that, hope that it doesn't happen, and if it doesn't happen, work closely with your realtor to come up with a great solution. It's not easy to sell your home. That's why you need to work with a great realtor who will help you navigate the process, reduce your stress levels, and produce a result that works for you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.